We got folks lining up. We don't want to trample on them. I'll leave my. I got three.
Okay.
I'll leave it till the end.
All right.
133693. Jeff, what's your peak of the week?
My peak of the week is Naomi Fox, who went to Paris as Jess Fox's little sister, and now, when she returns home to Melbourne, will always be known as Olympic champion and gold medalist.
I'm with you, Jeff.
Hang on, you said Melbourne. Does she live in Melbourne?
Oh, not Melbourne, sorry. Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, she's from Penrith.
No, we might find a way to get her.
Yeah, we'll find a way.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's a great call, Jeff. Yeah. I'd throw into that Jess Fox jumping into the water after Naomi won.
And mine was Naomi saying, I could hear my mum scream over the over 12,000 people, she could still hear mum.
Sam, peak of the week.
Good morning, Ross and Russell. For me, it's the lady that tapped with the guy with the shotgun in the backyard. When they were interviewing her on 3RW, she said, I'm a very calm and patient and collected woman. I would never think of doing something like that. So I guess that just goes to show, you don't know what you'll do until you're confronted with a situation. It was instinct, I think.
Yeah. Nice, Sam.
Interview on Tom Elliott's show, I believe.
When instinct has taken over.
Mm.
Do you remember when John Prescott, the Deputy Prime Minister of Great Britain, was on the campaign trail and a bloke said something to him and he just went bang and punched him in the face? Andrew, peak of the week.
My peak of the week, boys, is fantastic to see all those Australian athletes who work so hard and spend so much of their own money to get to those Olympics. But then to see Gina Rinehart, actually, who sponsors the swimming team personally, and the individuals take them out on that magnificent cruise to say, great job, girls. And it was done by an individual, not by the government.
Yep.
She was walking the walk.
Couldn't agree more.
Helen, peak of the week.
My peak of the week is that my husband donated his two kidneys and his liver, a man of 79 years of age, and so three recipients are going to have a wonderful life as a result of his donation.
Well done, Helen.
I reckon, Helen.
Well done. Nice. Jim, peak of the week. Jim, peak of the week.
Pick of the week, boys, is a thing that didn't exist before the Olympics. It's the word repercharge. I think the commentators love saying the word repercharge because it's such a good word to say, so that is definitely the pick of the week.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to say repercharge might be a French word. I was very self-conscious yesterday, Jim, of having, when interviewing the magnificent Keegan Palmer, using the word camaraderie. And I thought to myself, oh, that's a French word.
Yeah. Repercharge. It'd have la in front of it, though, wouldn't it?
Can we look it up? Mm. Okay, ask the magic machine. Is repercharge a French word?
Mm-hmm.
Grant, pick of the week.
Good morning, gentlemen. My pick of the week is receiving my free air flight tickets to Gold Coast from Virgin after Rex collapsed.
Nice. And nice of you to ring.
Mm.
Repercharge is a French word. There we go. Repercharge. Jill, pick of the week.
My granddaughter was part of the team that won a gold medal in Split, Croatia for the World University Cheerleading Competition.
Fabulous.
There you go. Have you been to Split, Jill? I have not.
No, I haven't. I believe it's beautiful.
It certainly photographs well. It looks beautiful.
And she's had a good time, Jill?
Amazing. Amazing.
Jill, congratulations to you and your granddaughter. Speaking of that particular neck of the woods, how is the basketball between America and Serbia going?
Okay.
Here we go. John Anderson giving us the update because the Serbia was 6 in front, then it got to level.
This is the blokes.
And American lady by 5. They're so modest, aren't they, the Americans? Gee, I wish they'd get beaten. This they really do. But they're not going to, I don't think, unfortunately.
No, it's only 30 seconds to go. Steve, pick of the week.
BMX rider, the female, Sakara, who won the gold medal. And this is the one whose brother got badly injured and can barely even speak anymore. And the emotion that she had on her face when she won that gold medal and she hugged her brother, that just brought me to tears.
It was magnificent.
Fantastic.
We haven't spoken about that, have we? Because I think it was over the weekend, perhaps.
He got injured in a BMX race. And is, you know, badly injured.
And our mate Don sent us a note saying, is that the greatest sporting story ever?
Yeah.
He got very excited.
Good on you, Steve. Ian, peak of the week.
Oh, good morning, gents. My pick of the week being the Olympics. It's got to be probably going to be the pick of the whole Olympics as Duplantis in that pole vault, mate. If anyone breaks it again, that record will be him. It'll stand for 100 years, mate.
Yeah, I think John would agree with you, Ian.
He's Swedish-American. I think I read that he could have competed for America or Sweden. And he competed for Sweden. Have we got a? I know Ando's got a name. Have anyone, the three participants in this conversation, got a name for him? Duplantis?
Duplantis.
Duplantis.
Yeah, Mondo Duplantis. Ando just says it's extraordinary, and Ian says that'll last for 100 years.
I think that it's Ando's highlight of the Olympics.
Mick, peak of the week.
Just moving away from the Olympic theme, would have to be the only one that does. And thank you for the memories. Yeah, you watch his highlight reel, and I don't think you'll see a player of his status for a long, long time.
Well said, Mick.
Yeah, nice.
His highlight reel is sort of rinse and repeat, isn't it? It's a very similar highlight every single time.
Raul, we'll make you last. Pick of the week.
Yeah, morning, guys. My pick of the week is when Naomi Fox's family jumped in the water on a boat.
Yeah.
When Jess jumped in after Naomi won was just magnificent. Around the grounds... US versus USA 91, Serbia 89. 45 seconds to go.
Oh.
USA with the ball. Hello. Tell you what, Damien, I know what your future career you wanted to be. You want to do it now?
Go on.
Nah. Oh, it's going to get him to call it.
Yeah.
But keep us informed as we round off.
Well, he called the rugby sevens, did he not?
He did. USA. So did you. 93-89. Stat of the week. It takes 60 million Chinese people to produce a gold medal, but only 1.5 million Australians. interview of the week, Keegan Palmer, who greeted Amelia on the phone when a member of the Australian Olympic Committee media handed him the phone. He said to Amelia, yo, what's up? And then he said this.
We have to give the props for props.
Have to give the pops the props. A reference to Tony Hawk.
Lovely.
God, I think he's magnificent, Keegan Palmer.
Yeah.
And friend of the week, as established on this particular radio program, thanks in part to your daughter, Claudia, John Peers is good friends with Bill Gates. Like, if you're going to have a sentence that went, John Peers is good friends with dot, 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 I'm doubting that Bill Gates is one that pops to mind.
It was pretty good detective work by you, Ross.
And next.
It was.
All right. Now, partly cloudy, top of 17, it's 12 degrees now. But out of 7:30 this morning, we're just going to open the lines on a very simple subject. What was your personal favourite moment of the Olympics? And I think in the last 10 minutes, we may have a contender.
It's just been one out of the box for Australia, so thank you.
Thanks, Chompers.
I reckon Channel 9 could turn that into a one-hour program. Hosted by Kane Corns, Nathan Brown, Matthew Lloyd. Who am I leaving out, Damien? From the Sunday Footy Show, Damien Barrett. That could be a one-hour special if they turned it around quickly. Top seven people to have called Tony Jones Chompers. USA 95, Serbia 91. 6 seconds to go. The fat lady...